At this point, purified and resolute, we enter the grounds of the temple, the outer reaches of the divine mansion. But here are no gardens, no ornate fountains, no tree-lined avenues with flower-bordered walkways. Before we reach the third and final wall, we must traverse something else. The grounds of the palace hold the 8 great cremation grounds. Lurking in these places are beasts of prey, demons as yet unfaced, challenges yet to be overcome. Much could be said about these places. Perhaps they hold the dangers of samsara and remind us of the need to let go of attachments to uncertain pleasures. They are full of meaning, replete with significance, and we have to get across them. No sneaking round these places either. In fact, the hero seeks them out. So we must enter the cremation grounds, come face to face with what they hold. And we know what they hold. They hold death. We must face death. It's right there in front of us. Unavoidable. It can't be ignored. Death. The hero deliberately seeks it out, faces up to what others avoid. He doesn't wait for death to come to him. He doesn't wait for the hearse or the funeral procession to pass him by in the street. He seeks out fear and seeks out death. Invites them in. Do your worst. I'm ready. Towards dawn, I dozed off. And in my dreams, I found myself surrounded by a bunch of skeletons, acting as they did in life. One skeleton came over to me and said, "Memories flee and are no more. All are empty dreams devoid of meaning. Violate the reality of things and babble about God and Buddha and you will never find the true way. Still breathing, you feel animated. So a corpse in a field seems to be something apart from you." I got on well with this skeleton. He had renounced the world to seek the truth and had passed from the shallows to the depths. He saw things clearly, just the way they are. I lay there with the wind in the pines, whispering in my ears, and the autumnal moonlight dancing across my face. What is not a dream? Who will not end up as a skeleton? We appear as skeletons covered with skin, male and female, and lust after each other. When the breath expires, though, the skin ruptures, sex disappears, and there's no more high or low. Underneath the skin of the person we fondle and caress right now is nothing more than a bare set of bones. Think about it. High and low, young and old, male and female, all the same. Awaken to this one great matter, and you will immediately comprehend the meaning of unborn and undying. Have a good look, stop the breath, peel off the skin, and everybody ends up looking the same. No matter how long you live, the result is not altered. Cast off the notion that I exist. Entrust yourself to the wind-blown clouds and do not wish to live forever. This world is but a fleeting dream, so why be alarmed at its evanescence? Your span of life is set, and entreaties to the gods to lengthen it are to no avail. Keep your mind fixed on the one great matter of life and death. Life ends in death. That's the way things are. Bante describes the cremation ground as the crucial situation. A place of crisis into which deliberately plunging one must develop or perish. What situation is more crucial, more critical than facing up to our own death? We need abhaya, fearlessness. The fearlessness of the bodhisattvas, firm of heart and courageous resolve. The hero needs courage, self-confidence, energy, initiative, self-reliance. And it's here, in the training grounds of the cemetery, that these qualities are forged, strengthened and tested. Heroic virtues require heroic situations. So the cremation grounds are symbols of transformation from lower to higher, transformation of one's whole being from the depths to the heights. We not only develop heroic virtues, but we are completely changed in this place. Facing up to the reality of our situation, we cannot help, in fact, but to die. We are what we think. We are our consciousness. We are our states of mind. The cremation ground symbolizes the transformation of all this. The 8 cremation grounds stand at the 4 cardinal points of the compass and the 4 intermediate points, suggesting perhaps that all of conditioned existence is one vast cemetery, one vast cremation ground, because it's the place where we are confronted by death. How vain the endless funerals at the cremation grounds of Mount Toribe. Don't the mourners realize that they will be next? Life is fleeting, we think, at the sight of smoke drifting from Mount Toribe. But when will we realize that we are in the same boat? All is vain. This morning, a healthy friend. In the evening, a wisp of cremation smoke. Life itself, death in life and life in death, is the crucial situation. We have to change or die.